This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about names that you're boycotting. I know that sounds weird, but it's us.
It is.
We want to talk about the name that you go, that I don't, I can't.
I just know.
I don't.
I'm done. No.
There's a, it was a thread on Reddit where people were talking about, you're having a kid. I mean, when we were going through this, my wife and I, it like going to have a baby, it was like, oh my God, I've always wanted to name it. God, she wanted some really weird names. Oh, Charlie. Now, I don't have any problem with Charlie, but she wanted to name a little boy Charlie.
We have, oh, because we have a female coworker that's Charlie.
And I think that's super cool.
I love that too.
But there was something about, and something about naming the boy Charlie, it's because Lost was on at the time, and there was, Charlie was on that.
Okay, guy, I thought you would be the one family on the planet that doesn't have to go with the zeitgeisty pop culture.
Is my son named Charlie?
You're right. So no. Who talked you out of it?
Like, you each have like a hard no. Like,
oh, right, you each get one
like,
hard
no? Well, you get a few. I mean, if it's like, so that's the other thing. Had she said, because she had done some other things where it's like, oh, if we have a girl, I want to name it, you know, Michaela. And I was like, dated a Michaela. Or what, you know, whatever. Like,
okay,
there's names where you can't, like, there's just names you got to boycott. You can't
because
name
you
your kid.
Because you dated
that.
A Michaela, you can't have a daughter named Michaela.
Could, no. That would be really weird.
What part?
It's just.
If it's a good name, it's a good name.
But you don't.
So you can't use a name for your kid that you've met in the world already.
No, not if I have a negative connotation of that person.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, wait.
So right now, let's suspend our disbelief, and you're about to have a baby boy with a girl, and she comes to you and says, "Steve, I really want to name our son Corey. What are you gonna do?" You don't like that name. I know you don't like that
name. Why do you remember that?
Because it's weird because Corey Rose is awesome, but you don't like it on a boy.
I don't, but for some reason, Corey Rose is the only one I like it on.
So?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. Why can't you name your son Corey? Because it's got a stank on it for you for some reason.
Wow, no wonder it takes you people forever to come up with a stupid name.
Because when you think you've got it, you're like, oh my God, for sure. I know it's this. Then your girl goes, oh, it's the worst name ever. That girl was mean to me in high school.
Because like, I'm supposed to know that.
No, but I mean, that's how you'll never get through it. He's like, oh my God, I got it. It's perfect. Sophie's like, oh my God, she held my head underwater in the toilet. And you're like, all right, can you name the people who didn't hold your head underwater? Like,
oh my God.
Can we start with a short list of people who haven't wronged you?
That's what it comes down to.
It does.
Oh my God.
I once named a guitar Becky because I'd never met a Becky. Because almost every other girl had wronged me in some way. It's like, you should name that guitar Victoria because it's elegant. I'm like, I knew a Victoria. I hated her.
But you were safe with Becky.
Becky. I'd never met a Becky. And then I did meet a Becky. And yeah.
You made her change her. I named my guitar after.
Here's the deal. There can only be only one.
Thanks.
It was very Highlander. I cut her head off.
Okay. Wow.
That changed in a way that I didn't want it to change. So we have a list of some names. But we want you to call us and tell us. Is there a name? Do you know why you boycott Corey? Do you have a reason? Was there a Corey who like de-pantsed you or what?
You know, that's weird. I've only known one Corey and it was in high school and he was a cool guy. He was a nice guy.
So you don't know why you hate it.
I don't know why I hate that name.
I can tell you right now, and you know this about me, I boycott the name Travis.
Yeah, because every Travis you met is always that guy, a Travis.
Dude,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Was Travis in a frat? You damn right Travis was in a frat.
I see Travis.
No, Travis wasn't in a frat.
Yeah.
Like, as you walk, everybody else is getting hazed. It's like, you're Travis? He's, come on in. You're good. You're a sufficient amount of D-bag to be. Come on in.
You're above.
Go on in. Go on in. It's just.
Yeah, I see that guy being a Travis.
And I'm positive that there is an upstanding Travis right now being wheeled into an OR to give a kidney to somebody he doesn't even know. But I don't know that dude. All the Travises
I know, right?
Are fully tools.
Just name one a good like politician or a good law enforcement. Name anybody that's successful.
There's not. Sorry.
A president.
Oh, no. Somebody's texting Travis Tritt, the country guy. No, he fits my MO more than he fits yours. Randy Travis. It's his last name. Doesn't count.
Exactly.
So
see, that's so Travis. Yeah.
Travis is out. Yeah. Corey's out. Ensley. These are some of the baby names that are coming up. You want to name your kid Ensley? I don't have any ill will towards Ensley, but
there was a name about 20 years ago because of the TV show West Wing. There was a character on there called Ainsley for a girl's name. So there was a ton of Ainsleys that came out after that. I know. And this one, how'd you pronounce this one?
Ensley, I think. Ensley.
You know what? I noticed something else in the last 15, 20 years, especially with female, well, both boys and girls. A lot of parents go to the softer names now, especially with the girls. There's a lot of vowels in girls' names now.
Like Mia?
Yeah, like you're Mia or Olive or just start thinking.
Sophia.
There's a lot of vowels now. It's a lot of softer, especially with boys' names now. They're softer now.
Really?
That's what I've noticed.
Grayson. That's not,
And can I point this out too? There's like a, somehow like the Graysons and the Cadens and the, they're all similar. Let's just change the first letter.
Brayden, Caden, Brandon, Broden.
Yes, Raiden.
Broden, Caden.
And what's it, Cashton or whatever?
I don't even know what that is, but I know it's a name.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So if you're boycotting a name, you got to give us a reason. You got to give us a, it's a Travis thing. And I swear, I know, you know right now there's a Travis trying to get through on the phone.
He's trying to defend himself.
You're the boy right there. I was like, of course you are.
Because you're a Travis.
I got to say this. The other day, I called another radio station and I changed my voice and I called myself Travis.
Okay, what?
I don't know why, because I just want to be a D-bag and I call him like, hey, it's Travis. I don't know why I did it.
You're on the air, Travis. Go ahead, Travis.
Yo, guys, at my frat, I don't like potato chips, right?
You were Travis.
So I boycott the name Travis, but it's my go-to Vegas name. Huh. If I want to be perceived as a D-bag, just call me Travis. All right, so if you're boycotting a name, we want to hear what it is and why. Angela?
Yay.
What name are you boycotting?
So it's actually Travis.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh.
I was obsessed with the name and wanted it for a boy. And my husband's 16-year-old son was staying with us for the summer playing Grand Theft Auto, and there's a character on there with the name. And his son talked to him like it was his real friend. And, like, all he talked about was, oh, Travis did this in the game. And my husband shot it down immediately.
Like, yeah, you're not. That's a good reason to, like, it's not even a real person.
No.
But it's like, Travis is off the table.
Boom.
I like it.
It was done. Yep. It was dead.
Thank you for the call, Angela. Law.
Yay.
What name are we boycotting for you?
Nevaeh.
Yep. I'm with you.
Because it is not creative. It's not cute. It's not funny. It needs to be expunged from the dictionary altogether.
Because it's heaven spelled backwards.
It is.
Yeah.
And nothing I want to be that so more wrong. Than I don't. I want to be named after something really cool backwards.
Backwards. Backwards heaven.
Yes. I'm naming my daughter Peanut Buster Parfait backwards. I'm still working on the pronunciation, but I think it's.
Right. That's exactly what Nevaeh is. And if I, you know, when I hear it, it's that name, you just like in your mind, you roll your eyes.
You do. Yeah. I mean, it's.
You can't blame the kid. You got to blame.
You can't.
Yeah.
What you have to blame is people who, and Steve has said this 1,000 times, who believe if you give your child a unique name, your child will in fact be unique.
Yeah, no, that's
and doesn't
right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's not true.
Yeah,
you just get your kid beat up.
Your name doesn't dictate who you're going to be. You do that. So Nevaeh, gone.
Gone. Thank you, Law. His name is Law, though.
I know. So I was like, should we debate that?
You know, I just decided he seemed a little aggressive.
Okay.
And I've already made a. There's a whole band of Travises outside.
No.
So we got to slow this down, Julie.
Yay.
What name are we boycotting?
So I always wanted to name my baby girl Anya Marie. And I told my husband I wanted to name our girl Anya. And he said,
no.
Come over here. I want to get Anya.
Yes. You cannot name your child something that can be rhymed with something.
Oh, wow.
That can be shortened to something.
Yeah.
Or literally sounds like do something to me.
I never thought of
right.
That.
That's I'll never thought of it before, but we have no children named Anya.
Yeah, no, Anya. Get it. It's in another country.
Pretty soft name, or
yeah, it's like you know. I think that's probably like a Russian name, but Anya doesn't mean Anya in Russian. You know what I'm saying?
Of that.
That's weird. Thank you for the call, though, Kent.
Hello.
Yeah. What name are we boycotting for you?
I'm gonna have to go with
Elizabeth.
Shut your mouth. That's not a name.
Elizabeth?
Yeah. E-L-I-Z-A-B-R-E-T-H.
I haven't heard that one.
That's really a thing? Somebody calls their another person Elizabeth.
I believe it or not, I had a girl in high school.
Okay.
And that's... she had short for Liz, and of course, you can figure out the rest.
What?
That's okay. That's parenting. They're just mean people. They're horrible
people.
That's
just dumb.
Because, I mean, you've seen that where they do, like, they take a popular name like Michelle and then put a B on the front. Yep. So instead of it being Michelle, it's Bichelle. They're like, look how unique my kid is. It's not Jennifer, it's Manifer. See what I did?
Yeah. For lizard breath.
That's, oh, dude.
Oh, what? I never thought of that.
That's a terrible name. We don't even have to boycott that one. Only one parent was mean enough to do that. Felicia.
Yay.
What name are we boycotting?
Marcello.
Ooh, Italian for...
Dude, that's a Latin lover who has scorned a lot of women.
Oh,
you can tell Felicia,
oh, Felicia.
He gave you a bye, Felicia.
Oh, no. Is that true?
I boycotted that name. My husband's name is Carmelo, and he liked the name because it's all the letters of his name rearranged.
Oh, it is.
What kind of narcissist goes, I don't want to be so arrogant as to name my kid after me, but I want it to at least be an anagram. That's exactly. Ridiculous. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.